Hello, everybody. My name is Galen J. Burnside, and this is the Get Your Life series. It is more than just a podcast. It's a movement towards embracing and enhancing all aspects of life. We'll dive deep into topics that matter most, from love and life to mental health, sexual assault, and everything in between. Our mission is to inspire, educate, and support you through your life's journey. Welcome to today's episode, where we will dive deep into the heart of relationships, focusing on a cornerstone that holds them together, yet when missing, can silently dismantle the strongest of bonds, communication. The essence of any meaningful relationship lies not just in the words exchanged, but in the shared understanding and mutual respect that they foster. However, what happens when our conversations turn one-sided, when sharing turns into soliloquy and the exchange of thoughts becomes a monologue? It's not just the dialogue that suffers, it's the very soul of the partnership. Today, we unravel the subtle yet significant impact of feeling unheard and overlooked in conversations with our loved ones. This journey is not just about highlighting the pain of being on the receiving end of one-sided communication, but also about finding pathways to reclaiming our voice and restoring balance in our connections. Join us as we explore the silent struggles of communication and love, understanding why it happens, and most importantly, how can we navigate through it, fostering healthier, more fulfilling relationships. So this episode, which is episode 5, by the way, is titled Beyond Words, Navigating the Silent Struggles of Communication in Love. So just a question to everyone. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and then just kind of realized that it wasn't really a conversation, that they just really wanted to work through something in their own mind and was just having a talk with you, but not really a conversation? Yeah, I have as well. So that is what this episode is about. We have a few segments, and to kick off this first segment, which I have titled Identifying One-Sided Conversations, this will teach about what one-sided conversations look like and what to do if you're in those type of conversations and what those type of conversations can do to a relationship. So starting off, one-sided conversations in relationships occur when dialogue becomes a monologue, where one partner dominates the exchange, seeking validation for their own thoughts and opinions rather than engaging in a genuine reciprocal sharing of ideas. This dynamic transforms communication from a two-way street into a solitary path, where the speaking partner uses the conversation as a platform to hear themselves talk, often without regard for the listener's input, feelings, or perspectives. The listener is left feeling more like an audience member than an active participant, leading to feelings of neglect, insignificance, and frustration. In essence, these conversations lack the mutual respect and exchange that form the foundation of healthy, balanced relationships. So feeling unheard in a relationship can have a profound emotional impact, leading to a cascade of negative feelings and behaviors that can restrain or even damage the partnership over time. So here are some examples illustrating how these situations might unfold. Resentment, which is a big, big word, and I have sometimes called the silent relationship killer, when one partner constantly feels their voice is valued or their opinions doesn't matter. Resentment can build. This might manifest in daily interactions where partner A suggests ideas for weekend plans, but partner B constantly ignores them, choosing what they want to do instead. Over time, partner A might stop sharing their preferences altogether, harboring a growing bitterness towards partner B's disregard. Emotional distance. The ongoing feeling of being unheard can lead to emotional withdrawal. For instance, if partner A shares concerns about feeling overwhelmed with work and household responsibilities, but partner B brushes off these concerns with superficial assurances or changes the subject, partner A might start to feel isolated and misunderstood, leading them to emotionally distance themselves to protect their feelings. And lastly, shutting down. Repeatedly feeling dismissed or overlooked can lead some individuals to shut down, ceasing to communicate their thoughts or feelings altogether. An example of this can be discussions about finances, where partner A's suggestions for budgeting are continuously overlooked by partner B, who makes unilateral decisions, eventually partner A might withdraw from these discussions entirely, feeling it's pointless to contribute if their input will not be considered. So with that being said, it brings us to segment two, the why behind the monologue. So when one partner dominates conversations, it can stem from a variety of underlying reasons, each affecting the dynamics of a relationship differently. So first things, lack of awareness. Sometimes the partner might not even realize they're monopolizing the conversation. This can be due to an ingrained communication patterns from their upbringing or previous relationships where such dynamics were normalized. They might simply be unaware of the impact their behavior has on their partner and the relationship's health. Self-absorption. In some cases, dominating conversations can be a sign of self-absorption, where one partner prioritizes their own needs, thoughts, feelings over their partner's. Then this can stem from a variety of factors, including personality traits or lack of empathy. They might talk at length about their own day, problems, or achievements without inviting or acknowledging their partner's contributions to the conversation. And lastly, anxiety about addressing deeper issues. So for others, not for all, but for others, dominating conversations might be a defensive mechanism to avoid addressing deeper, more vulnerable topics with their relationship. By keeping the dialogue superficial or centered on themselves, they can steer the conversation away from subjects that make them feel uncomfortable or insecure, such as discussions about feelings, the future, or areas of potential conflict within the relationship. So understanding the root cause of why a partner may dominate conversations is crucial for addressing the issue effectively. It involves a process of reflection, open communication, and in some cases, seeking external support to develop healthier communication patterns. Which leads us to segment three, bridging the communication gap. So addressing the issue of one-sided conversations in a relationship involves thoughtful strategies aimed at fostering open, balanced, and respectful communication. Here are some effective approaches. Open dialogue. Initiate a calm and honest conversation about how the current communication dynamic is affecting the relationship. Express your feelings using I statements because you want them to not feel attacked. So use I statements to avoid placing blame, such as, I feel unheard when our conversations focus mainly on your interest. Active listening. Practice active listening where both partners make a conscious effort to truly hear and understand each other's perspectives. This involves not just listening to respond, but listening to comprehend and empathize with the other's viewpoint. Set boundaries and expectations. Together, establish clear expectations for communication. This can include setting aside uninterrupted time to share thoughts and feelings equally, ensuring both partners feel valued and heard. Use conversation prompts. Introducing conversation prompts are questions that require both partners' input, encouraging a more balanced exchange. This can help shift the pattern from monologue to dialogue. Lastly, seek external support. Sometimes external support from a relationship counselor, a therapist, life coach, like myself, plug, can provide the tools and guidance needed to break entrenched communication patterns and build a more balanced dialogue. Implementing these strategies require patience, effort, and commitment from both partners to improve their communication. Over time, these actions can help create a more open, equitable, and satisfying relationship dynamic. Which brings us to segment four, listener stories and questions. So I want to invite anyone that's listening to share your experiences with one-sided conversations in your relationships and how you dealt with them. I would like to answer any kind of questions that y'all have, possibly with help of a relationship, you know, or whatever situationship you may be in, and offering a varied perspective and different solutions to what may or may not have been working for you. So however it is that you are listening to this podcast, feel free to reach out to me on my social media, which is dopeattire2inspire, and that is the number 2 inspire, or send me an email, dopeattire2inspirelc@gmail.com. Again, that is dopeattire2inspirelc@gmail.com. Feel free to visit my website. It has all of my social media on there as well. That is dopeattire2inspirelc.com. And so lastly, my call to action. So in this episode, we delve into the critical issue of one-sided conversations in relationships and explored the deep impact of feeling unheard, including feelings of resentment, emotional distance, and shutting down. We uncovered the various reasons why a partner might dominate conversations, such as lack of awareness, self-absorption, and anxiety about addressing deeper issues, strategies to address the imbalance, including initiating open dialogue, practicing active listening, setting clear expectations, using conversation prompts, and seeking external support were also discussed. The essence of our exploration reiterates the paramount importance of two-way communication and nurturing healthy, fulfilling relationships. A balanced dialogue where both partners feel valued and heard is the cornerstone of a strong, resilient partnership. By committing to improving our communication practices, we pave the way for deeper connections, mutual understanding, and enduring love. Let's remember that every conversation is an opportunity to strengthen our bonds, respect our differences, and cherish our shared moments. We deeply value your thoughts and experiences, and we invite you to share your feedback on today's episode. Did it resonate with you? Do you have a personal insight or story about communication in your own relationship that you'd like to share? Your input enriches our community, fostering a space of support and collective learning. Additionally, we're always looking to explore topics that matter most to you. So what are some areas you're curious about or challenges you're facing in your relationships or personal growth? Your suggestions will help shape our future episodes and ensuring we're addressing the real issues that affect our listeners' lives. You can reach out through our podcast website, social media channels, or email us directly. Together, let's continue to build a community where we can learn, grow, and navigate the complexities of relationship and personal development side by side. And finally, to everyone navigating the waters of one-sided conversations in their relationships, remember, you are not alone in this journey. The road to balance and fulfilling communication may seem daunting, but it's paved with the strength of your self-awareness, the courage to engage in open dialogue, and the foundation of mutual respect. These challenges offer us a unique opportunity to deepen our connections, learn more about ourselves and our partners, and grow stronger together. Embrace the power of your voice and the significance of your feelings. Your experiences and emotions are valid, and sharing them openly is the first step towards building the kind of relationship you deserve, one where both partners feel heard, valued, and respected. Keep faith in the process and in each other. Change takes time, patience, and effort, both, but the reward of a more balanced and intimate connection are immeasurable. Together with compassion and understanding, you can overcome any obstacle and emerge closer and more connected than ever before. I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, peace.